This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Seven states in the Colorado River Basin failed to meet a key deadline last week on a plan to conserve their shared water supplies. KUNC's Scott Franz.
Fears are growing that the river's fate might head to court. Sinjin Eberle of the conservation group American Rivers says that would be risky because conservation plans would be halted and judges may not rule in the best interest of the river's health.
The river has to be made whole. The river has to be able to sustain everything that depends on it, even if some people have to take some pain. And if that process stops, the river definitely will be in even more dire condition than it is now.
Eberle says the lack of a deal could mean painful, mandatory water restrictions for cities, damage to ecosystems in the Grand Canyon, and even the possibility of Lake Powell dropping so low its dam can't produce electricity. It's unclear what happens next with the negotiations after two missed deadlines. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Meanwhile, Colorado's snowpack remains at a record low for this time of year. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says it's around 60% of normal across the state. Snow this weekend, though, will help.
The mountains will continue to see the snow through Friday, and then we're going to see things start to dry out a little bit this weekend. So expecting a little mountain snow early Saturday. Skies will start to clear, and then we're going to see some drier, warmer weather late Saturday into Sunday.
Hidalgo says wind has also increased avalanche danger in the high country this weekend. This is CPR News.